The ethnic quota system is a fundamental part of the 2000 Arusha Agreement that ended more than a decade of civil war in Burundi. Issues related to power sharing between the ethnic groups remain sensitive in the country. Gaston Sindimo is Burundi's former vice president and is now a lawmaker from the Tutsi ethnic group.
You know, the ethnic quota system has been the only way to bring stability to Burundi. Why does the power in place want to change this system? We can ask ourselves other questions. Why SENA doesn't give us report about it? SENA must give us report. We can see how we can do with a ethnic quota system.
The Senate is expected to conduct the evaluation meeting in every province where civil society, religious, political leaders and other interest groups will meet and provide their opinion about ethnic quota system, from which the Senate will submit a report to the President and decide on whether to maintain or scrap the ethnic quota system. Burundi's former President Domitien Ndayizeye, who is from the Hutu ethnic group, says that the ethnic quota system was designed for a limited period of time.
Mu byo twisunze harimo ibiharuro by'amoko n'ingingo zashizweho ariko nyuma y'igihe.
He says quotas were considered on demographic statistics of the ethnic groups and that these were decisions made for a specific period which could be later scrapped. He says that the aim was to share positions in all government offices and institutions, especially between the Tutsi and the Hutu, so that they get used to working together side by side. Sharing power meant that Hutus were entitled to fill 60% of the positions in the government offices, legislative assembly and the judiciary, while the Tutsis occupied the remaining 40%. In the army, it has a 50-50 split. But the decision did not include the Twa ethnic group, which was left marginalized, who are less than 1% of the population. The Batwa ethnic group say that they were marginalized in the whole process, including the Arusha Accords. Ahingejeje Alfred is a former East African Legislative Assembly lawmaker from the Twa ethnic group.
We can't understand why the Hutu are represented by 60%, the Tutsis on 40%. It means that Batwa, we have 0%. So, as we are making the evaluation, I think for us it is a good time to see and to make some correction.
This is the first time after 23 years of signing the Arusha Accords that the government is evaluating whether to ban or maintain the ethnic quota system. The survey comes as part of the Article 289 of the 2018 Constitution that states that a period of 5 years is given to the Senate to decide to end or extend the arrangement. After a countrywide evaluation, the president of the chamber is expected to submit the report to the president for consideration. Moses Avyarimana for VOA Africa.